Welcome to Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. I'm Dave Lewis, your host for Philanthropy Today, where we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that are working in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have a new series of episodes, and we call them the 25 Days of Christmas, where our focus will be on end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. We'd also like to remind you to subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get notifications when our new episodes launch. Now to the 25 Days of Christmas on Philanthropy Today. Today's guest is Karen Hawes. She is with Kids Bike Recycling. Karen, welcome to Philanthropy Today.
Thank you for having me.
And we're obviously doing our discussion on phone today. We all have busy, busy times, and this year it gets really busy because there's all kinds of things that are going on in our lives, but we certainly appreciate you taking some time to visit with us today on the show. Let's talk a bit about Kids Bike Recycling. Tell us what all you do. And it's almost like, gee, the name should pretty much explain it all, wouldn't it?
Well, we started after Green Apple Bikes. And we started in 2016 when I saw a lot of small children riding the Green Apple bikes because they didn't have anything else. And so we started taking in bicycles from people that just wanted to get rid of functioning bicycles in their garage. And we repair them and get them up to a safe use level. And then we get them back out into the community, mainly to children, through two city bike swaps. One in the city of Manhattan and one in the city of Ogden. So, go ahead.
Can anybody call you up and say, hey, I got a bike in my storage unit. Can I bring
it by? They can just drop it off at Pathfinder or Brew Brothers. They know us. They call me and we arrange to have them picked up and taken to one of our volunteers for repair work. And we have been hit like everyone else with the pandemic. Bicycles have doubled almost in price, and so we're not getting as many donations. And we are getting ready for our spring bike swap, which will be April 13th on Sunday. And we have to present with at least 40 to 50 adult bikes because a lot of children that are 12 or 13 are adult bike size. So we're looking for donations.
Okay. Well, let's talk a bit about, how things kind of got started. You talked about, picked up where Green Apple Bikes left off, and there's a lot of need. And obviously, there's a tremendous need because we've all seen a lot of individuals riding around on those bikes that were made available. In 2020, more people got into bicycling, doing just about anything outdoors. Mm-hmm. 2021, that I think probably continued. So tell us about how your organization gained some structure and has moved forward into where you are today.
We're a small fund with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And what's great about that group is that they handle all the paperwork for us. All we have to do is arrange for the swap. We repair bicycles year-round, and we store them until the next swap. And then we just have to carry out the actual function. So we work with other groups in the area, like Manhattan Parks and Rec and the Ogden Community Center, and get bikes ready and put them out. And then kids bring their bicycle and swap for another bicycle. Usually they're swapping up in size. And then EMS and Riley County Police Department will fit helmets, free helmets for kids. And then at that time, we also will repair any flat tube so that our goal is to get kids' bikes up and ready for the spring. And then our Ogden event is in August this year. This 2022, it'll be August 7th, and that's the back-to-school event. So we'll be able to get kids ready to bicycle, to get to school and to get around and to enjoy their summer.
And timing is very important because you got spring and then you got school. That works out well.
That's right. Those are the big time periods when kids are ready to ride. But oftentimes their parents just don't have the tools to fix bicycles. So we do that. They bring them and we get them up and running, and that's kind of we're able to let them enjoy the sidewalks that have been put in and all the trails in the Manhattan and Ogden area.
You have these signature events, but there's a lot of work that goes on leading up to those events and making sure that all those bikes are ready to handle the rigors of the road and mm-hmm. being handled properly or missed properly. And possibly, you know, those bikes, you know, trying to endure the life of being owned by a youngster. But there's no cost for this program to the individuals?
No, there's no cost. We have grants that we write for, and we've been fortunate enough to get from the Kansas Health Foundation, from the Optimist, from the Carolyn Payne Foundation. And we have mechanics that help volunteer. So almost every bicycle needs brake replacements. And many of them need tube replacements. So from our grants, we're able to carry that out and have the bikes ready to swap. So they just bring their bike and they swap for a bike that's already functioning.
Is there a specific time requirement involved with being a volunteer?
No, we function 12 months out of the year because we have different volunteers that work at different times. And many of our mechanics are quite busy in the summer. So we will do a lot of work in the early spring and in the winter and late fall. So we're kind of getting up in gear now and getting ready for the April 3rd bike swap.
Okay, so getting ready for that and then the school year. What do you look forward to most in 2022?
Well, we've been growing a little bit. I mean, 2020, we had to actually cancel the events because of the pandemic. But 2021, we were actually able to carry them out. So at City Park, we saw Pavilion in 2021. We were able to help 177 people that needed to swap bikes, which to us is a lot.
That's a lot of bikes.
Yes, a lot of bikes. And then in the Ogden Community Center, the back-to-school event, we were able to swap 60 bikes. Now, that's swapping. At the end of the event, people that don't have anything to swap can just take a bike. Whatever's left can be just taken. And so we have a lot of small children that don't have a bike, but they want to get started, you know. So we'll have these little tiny bikes that people have swapped for. They've brought in that bike, and then they walk away with a bigger bike, so we have all these teeny tiny bikes. So we also have donated about 40 bikes to Toys for Manhattan for the shopping event that's going on right now. And then we supply bikes for counselors. They'll call us and say a kid has a job, and they need a bicycle to get to their job. So we serve a lot of masters and try and coordinate these events with multiple different groups.
But I bet you see a lot of smiles, too.
We do. It's a very fun event. And I think it is an exciting time for the biking community to come together. We have about five or six repair people at the actual event. So little kids are waiting for their, you know, tube to be changed or their bike to be changed. And they just feel like it's Christmas. That's the big, cool thing about the event. It feels like Christmas for children. In April and in August.
In our 25 Days of Christmas series that we have here in Philanthropy Today, I've been asking all of our guests, if you would have a Christmas wish for Kids Bike Recycling, what would that wish be?
I would like people to look in their garages and see if there's bicycles that they're not riding. And if they're not rusted, we can bring them back to functioning. So they can drop that bike off at Pathfinder or at Brew Brothers. The little tiny one-year-old bikes we don't need, but anything 20 inches or above is most definitely needed. And within a few months, we'll have a good home for that bicycle.
Well, what about parts?
We pay for the parts out of grants.
Okay.
So we have, in fact, we have a storage area with all kinds of parts shelves. Every part that we would need, we have. We have a limit of $30 to $40 per adult bicycle in terms of what we'll put out in cost. So we ask that, you know, if a tube needs to be replaced, that's great. If the bike has any rust on it, that means that other areas are rusted and we won't be able to take it. But if they're stored indoors, they're usually in pretty good shape. Even if they're 20 years old, we take very old vintage bikes as well.
Okay. Well, that's a lot to do. And if people would like to find out more about, you know, if they'd like to volunteer or want to keep those schedules, what's a good place for them to collect that information?
They can contact me through an email, which is KHAWES, and then the word consulting, khawesconsulting@cox.net. Or they can contact us through Pathfinder or Brew Brothers.
All right.
They have our number as well.
Karen Hawes with Kids Bike Recycling, thank you so much for joining us on Philanthropy Today and wishing you and all those associated with Kids Bike Recycling happy holidays.
Dave, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for joining us on Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. On our podcast, we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that work in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have this new series of episodes called The 25 Days of Christmas, where we talk about end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. Find out more about the work we do at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation on our website at mcfks.org. And just a quick reminder, subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts so you can get the notifications when our new episodes launch. I'm Dave Lewis. We'll see you next time.